AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After threats of tariffs and possibly more, temperatures cooled in Davos, Switzerland today.
The deal is going to be put out pretty soon. We'll see. It's right now a little bit in progress, but pretty far along. It gets us everything we needed to get.
President Trump sounding satisfied, at least for now, on NATO's response on Greenland.
Really fantastic for the USA. Gets everything we wanted, including especially real national security.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports President Trump set to meet with Ukraine's leader.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says nearly 60% of Kyiv is without power as Moscow continues hammering the capital's power grid amid one of the coldest Ukrainian winters in years. Against that backdrop, the two presidents are due to speak Thursday, with President Trump urging both Zelensky and Vladimir Putin to reach a peace deal.
And if they don't, they're stupid. That goes for both of them.
Trump envoy Steve Witkoff says he'll discuss proposals to end the war with both Putin and Ukrainian officials.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that all meetings will go well on that subject. We need a peace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Washington, matters regarding the independence of the Federal Reserve were before the Supreme Court. The justices heard arguments over President Trump's attempt to fire Governor Lisa Cook.
Very low bar for cause that the president alone determines.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
That would weaken, if not shatter, the independence of the Federal Reserve.
A new target in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown, Maine. The state has relatively few residents in the country illegally, but it does have a notable presence of refugees in its largest cities. Meanwhile, an appeals court has suspended a decision barring federal officers from using tear gas or pepper spray against peaceful protesters in Minnesota. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks bounced back on Wall Street from their worst day since October. The S&P 500 rallied 1.2% after President Trump said he reached the framework for a deal about Iceland. Trump said he won't impose tariffs that he had threatened on several European countries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 588 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite also climbed 1.2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market in another signal of reduced worries among investors. The value of the dollar clawed back some of its declines against other currencies after sliding the day before. Seth Sutel, New York.
In baseball news, Cody Bellinger's agreed to stay with the New York Yankees on a five-year, $162.5 million contract. The deal includes a $20 million signing bonus and a no-trade provision. Bellinger hit .272 with 29 homers last year. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.